This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Welcome again to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. We're so glad you could join us today. We're continuing the teaching from Dr. Randall on a very important topic that's based on his new book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any of the programs along the way, you'll want to go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and from there you can navigate through all of the programs from The Invisible War. Dr. Randall, this has been a very helpful and informative series we've been going through over the last several months, and today we're heading out into part two of this lie from the enemy that simply says, all I need to do is get back in church. There is a ton to cover, so why don't we get right into the topic today?
The last time we met on The Invisible War, we talked about how Jesus' work is done through His body, His church. What is His church? His church is the body of Christ. Well, what is the body of Christ? Is it every church on every corner that claims to be a church? Is that truly the church of God? It may be, and it may not be. The truth of the matter is the church is the body of Christ, and every believer is baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. You know what that means? If you're a believer, you are the church. If you're a believer, I am the church. That's who the church is. It's the body of Christ. And Jesus works through His body. Now I want to ask you, how much do you do outside your body? How much do you get accomplished outside your body? Not much. Not much. And Jesus works through His body. He is the head, yes. But we are His body. And as we looked last time in Isaiah 61:1, and as it is reflected and reverberated in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And through the book of Acts, we see it. It's always the same. When Jesus works in and through the lives of His people, there are three things that always take place. He saves lost folks. He heals sick folks. And He delivers those who are in bondage. I want to say it again. He is Savior, He is Healer, and He is Deliverer. He is the one who saves, He's the one who heals, He's Jehovah Rapha, our Healer, and He is our Deliverer. For several years now, I have had the privilege to minister to the wonderful people of Jamaica. On one of the last trips I made to this Caribbean island, our group was asked to minister in a church that was really not on our original schedule. Our team leader, who is Jamaican, asked me to preach that night. I preached a message on three things I believe Jesus does when He comes into our presence. I asked that if anyone needed to be saved from their sins to come forward. Those who responded, I sent them with our team leaders who were very capable of leading folks to faith in Christ. Next, I asked if anyone needed a healing in their body to come forward. I sent those folks needed healing with the doctors and nurses on our team who had come to Jamaica to minister to sick folks. And finally, I asked those that needed to be set free from spiritual bondage to come forward. Those who had addictions, those who were oppressed, those who were not free, those who were being tormented that needed to be set free, I invited them to come forward. These that came forward, I met with as we walked through the process of spiritual freedom in Christ. From the end of my sermon until we left to get on the bus to return to our hotel, we were praying with these wonderful people, I'd say about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Once we were on the bus, one of the team members, who was an elder of a prominent church here in Dallas, Texas, turned to me and said, "Brother Rob, I need to talk to you." I asked, "Do we need to talk in private?" He said, "No, we can talk as we ride back to the hotel." Then he shared with me. He said, "Brother Rob, the pastor of the church where I am an elder would never allow anything to go on like what we just witnessed in this service." I asked him, "Why not? Have we experienced anything funny or weird tonight?" He quickly replied, "No, God met us tonight and did a great work among us." Then he said, "I guess my pastor is afraid of losing control." Wow, what an indictment. Hear my heart today, dear friend. It's the Lord's church. We should never allow anyone to be in control of God's church except Jesus. He bought the church with his own blood. He hasn't abdicated his authority over his church to us. He shares his authority with us. Yes, but that shared authority is always underneath his lordship. He is the head of his church, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. In a time of great change and uncertainty, what kind of church should you and I be looking to invest our lives in as we approach the coming of our Lord? Is it a church with a certain worship style or format? Is it a church with a rich tradition of formalism or meaningful spiritual ritual? Is it a church committed to a denominational structure or one who has jettisoned its denominational past and name? In the days our Lord has given us, what kind of church should we seek? And what type of church can we best serve our Lord Jesus? Please consider with your heart the following truths concerning God's true church. Number one, the work of Jesus through his word-based church. A church that practices what the scriptures teach. That's the kind of church we ought to be looking for. It is one thing to say we believe in the authority of scripture. It is something altogether different to discipline one's walk and practice according to the Word of God. The church that is effective for Christ is one whose members become much more than those who merely carry the label of theological conservative or fundamentalist. It will be a church that is characterized by those who have disciplined their lives not only to say that they believe, but believe enough to practice the Word of God to the working it out in their lives. Consider also the work of Jesus through his worshiping church, not just through the word-based church, but it needs to be a worshiping church. A church worthy of our lives is one that encourages the people of God to worship Christ in any and all the ways that would honor him. Genuine worship is never man-centered. We do not determine its parameters. It is through our intimacy with Christ, born out of a grateful heart to Christ, that true worship is offered. A grateful church allows no limits to its gratitude for the work of Christ in and through his body. A church that is effective for Christ is one where the sweet aroma of communion of her people with God is always welcomed and encouraged. And thirdly, consider the work of Jesus through his welcoming church. Yes, the church that we should seek is the church that is word-based, not just doctrinally, but in practice. The church that we should seek is a worshiping church that welcomes all forms and types of gratitude to the Lord through worship. But the work of Jesus through his welcoming church, we should also be looking to that church that is a welcoming church. What do you mean, Brother Rob? The church, to be effective for Christ, must be a people who welcome not only any and all people with all their many needs, but readily welcome any and all the works of Jesus. As we study the Word of God, we see the ministry of Christ through His church manifests itself in three ways. As we have said, Jesus saves the lost, He heals the sick, and He sets the captives free. The prophet Isaiah gave us three clear signs as how to know the Christ, our Messiah, how He would be recognized in Isaiah chapter 61. Only Christ can perform these wonderful works. Man cannot save anyone. I'm an evangelist. I've seen a lot of people come to Christ. But I want to tell you, it had nothing to do with me except to be an instrument in the hands of Holy Spirit. He is the one who convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of coming judgment. It is the work of the Spirit of God to woo and to win, to bring conviction of our sin. That is His work. He saves the lost, and He heals the sick. Anybody tell you that they're a faith healer, run from them. It is our Lord Jesus who is healer. He is our healer. Yes, He uses us in the same way He uses us to win the lost. He chooses to use our prayers. He chooses to use our faith. He chooses to use His Word. But He uses it in and through our hearts. We are workers together with Him. And yes, He comes to set the captives free. Dear friend, if you're in bondage today, you can be set free. Rob Randall can't set you free. I wish I could. But if I did, if I had the power to set you free, hear me, if it was in my hands, you would look to me as your deliverer. I would get the glory. And when Jesus comes to do His work, no man can get the glory. He's the one that sets the captives free. Yes, He uses us as instruments of His grace, but it is He who is deliverer. He is our Savior. He is our healer. Not long ago, I was visiting with a director of missions in North Central Texas. As preachers often do, we were sharing our hearts concerning what we perceive to be the spiritual needs of the church. I told him what I believed to be the main spiritual need of so many of the churches in which I had served over these many years. Most of the churches I had observed were not willing to invite Jesus to do His work among us. That's right. They're not willing to welcome Jesus to do His work. He bristled and he said, "What do you mean?" I shared with him that although the history of our denomination reveals a mighty work of God at various times in our history, few of us in our generation have seen Christ come in genuine supernatural revival power. We seem to be more interested in how we talk about the work of Jesus rather than actually inviting Jesus to do His work. After a few seconds, the truth hit him, and my friend said, "Rob, I'm afraid you're right. Please understand my heart when I say that we, the Church of the Living God, must stop talking about the work of Christ and begin to welcome Christ to do His work among us. When our world sees the work of Christ through His body, it is then they will desire to put their trust in Him. What can we expect from Jesus if he comes to do his work in and among his people? It will always look like the book of Acts. Please hear me today. The book of Acts is not the Acts of the Apostles. It is the Acts of the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in and through the church, the body of Christ. Turn with me to Acts chapter 5, verse 14 through 17. Hear the word today. And all the more believers in the Lord, multitudes of men and women were constantly added to their number, to such an extent that they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and pallets, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any of them. And also the people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing people who were sick are afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all being healed. What I want us to understand is that the place of worship many call the church may not be functioning as the body of Christ. Many are trying to function as the church without the presence and power of Almighty God through the work of Holy Spirit. Although this is not a new problem, please hear me today, it is our problem. Many in the Corinthian church had accepted a religion of talk instead of the manifest power of God. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul given to us by Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. If at your place of worship you hear things implied like the supernatural manifestations of God were only for the apostolic age, or this is the 21st century, the Bible doesn't apply to us today the same way it did in Bible times. If you hear things like that's our church, or we can't do things like they did it in the Bible, please hear my heart's cry for you and your family. You need to decide in your heart that for your spiritual health and the spiritual health of your family, get out of there. Get out of that place. Don't allow your emotions or attachments to a spiritually sick church to be used of the enemy to keep you in spiritual bondage. Take your family and go to a place where the kingdom of God is understood as a place where God is welcomed to do what he wishes. Oh, go to a place where the word of God is not just talked about. Go to a place of worship where the church welcomes the work of Christ through the presence of Christ. Please hear me. Once again, Satan has had thousands of years to perfect his lies. If they are not effective lies, we can be certain they are not truly Satan's lies. If he can get us to accept a counterfeit religious system to which we seek to comfort our flesh, he will have succeeded to set up his murderous system in our lives that one day will take us out. Even if it's spiritual or religious flesh, it's still flesh. We must understand it is the flesh the enemy uses on which to build his murderous strongholds. My dear friend, I hope you're praying for me as we study this crucial issue. For some, it will anger them. I understand that. In fact, I have to tell you that the most vicious demons that I have run into are religious demons. They don't like to be exposed. In fact, think of it. They're rarely exposed. They usually get to do their murderous work through the covering of organized religion. Please hear me. Next time, we will continue our study on this most important lie that has the power to destroy. Join us next time as we seek God's truth that has the power to set us free.
Thanks, Rob, and we do look forward to having you join us again next time here on the program as we continue our study on this very important topic. If you've been blessed by this ministry today, now would be a perfect time for your financial partnership with us. We keep our expenses to a minimum, but we need your help so we can meet those airtime expenses. Please call us with your financial gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. We've made it really easy, two ways that you can get in contact with us with your financial support of this ministry. The number again is 877-808-8886, or go online at theinvisiblewar.org. That's 877-808-8886, or online at theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I take this opportunity to encourage you? Wherever you find yourself, whatever you are facing, however desperate you may feel, God is greater than our needs. God is greater than our every need. We at the Invisible War are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. We believe you have a holy destiny that the enemy has either stolen or is trying to steal. Please let us know how we can serve you. If you need a prayer session, call us today. Call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today.
Dr. Randall, I knew this would be a very important subject that we have continued in today, and there's a lot more to come next time. As we're winding down in the program, will you take a moment to pray with us?
As we come to the close of our time today, we come to a time so critical on every program, our prayer time. I want to invite you to join me as we join the Holy Spirit to intercede with us and for us as we go before the throne of grace. We have access to the very presence of God through the work of Christ. Whatever you are facing, whatever I am facing, whatever your family is facing, whatever my family is facing, we have a place now in the work of Christ to come and take our burdens to Him. Would you join me in prayer? I realize that this study is very, very sensitive. I want to thank you for taking the journey with us. But let's pray over it and over each other as we join our hearts in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this study. Thank you for the truth that has the power to set us free. Lord, I ask that you would continue to give us courage to look at your truth. We want to know what you want us to know. Nothing more, nothing less. We want to live our lives in these days in a way that would honor you. We want to serve you in a way that would cause all of heaven to rejoice and all of hell to be tormented. Now, Lord, I ask that you would put my friend now in the circle of your blood as we pray. May no other voice be heard but the voice of the Lord Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to give us courage to confess our sin. Give us the courage to humble ourselves before you and recognize where we have failed. Thank you for a Savior. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that cancels out all other covenants that have been made against us. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name, come into our lives in this moment. Pray this prayer with me, my friend. Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Give me the privilege of rejoicing with your decision for Christ today. Contact us by email through the website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call me toll-free 1-877-808-8886. I'll receive your emails and phone calls personally. I look forward to hearing from you today. Join us again next week as we continue this most critical study on the lies that kill here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.